Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Morning.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Hey, we don't have any musical guests today, but that's okay.
Yep.
Because we've got a lot going on.
Okay.
We're going to recap last night's Emmys. We're going to learn about America's new laser weapons.
What?
Yeah. And there's a woman in Irvine who gave birth on a sidewalk, so.
Ha! That's good news. And we're going to play our first new game of that. Name that kazoo, Neil. Well, do you know what? This isn't very clear. We'll play our first game of Name That Kazoo, and you could win tickets to SoCal Music Festivals. That sound
rehearsed?
Authentic.
And Jason's going to tell you what he thinks of American football. I made him watch some this weekend. That's all coming up on Daily Scramble Live on a Monday morning.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
First in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, there will be a town hall meeting today from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Susie Q Center in Laguna that the public is invited to in order to give input on the community cultural plan. That's what a consulting team is working on to help shape the future of arts in Laguna. A table will be set up specifically for next generation ideas to seek the opinion of young residents. Also, if you haven't yet filled out the survey that addresses your tastes in local arts and culture events, you can find it on the city website, and your ideas on that survey or at the town hall meeting tonight could help shape Laguna's future and affect the decision on whether to implement a new cultural center in town.
If you've got a minute, you should do that. I did it last night, the survey.
Yeah.
But it's really cool, and it actually, the best place to find it is lbartsplan.com. It takes a minute. It takes maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes to complete it. But you're really helping the city if you give your opinion on that survey.
Right. And as we've discussed, there's some uncertainty and a lot of rumors going around about what's going to happen to our movie theater.
Oh, yes.
This is a big part of that, folks. Yeah. So if you want to contribute to potentially what that is.
We're following that really closely at KX93.5. We will give you information as soon as we get it.
Yeah. In Irvine this weekend, a mother in labor with her fifth child gave birth to a baby boy on a sidewalk.
Wow.
The 41-year-old woman was rushing to her car to leave to give birth to the baby, but by the time the ambulance arrived, she was already in labor.
Crikey.
After the paramedics helped her deliver the boy on the sidewalk, the mother and child were taken to Saddleback Memorial Medical Center in Laguna Hills, and apparently they're both totally fine.
Fifth child, man.
Yeah.
Wow. I think she'll name it like pavement or something or concrete.
Cement Smith.
Well, good luck to a fifth child. I mean, by that time, I suppose they just drop out, don't they?
I guess.
Oh, just get that one for me, will you?
There actually was a quote in the story that was something quite like that. It just slipped right out.
Yeah, no doubt.
National news this weekend, the Air Force announced that its planes will be equipped with heat lasers by 2020. These armaments, dubbed directed energy weapons pods, will be mounted on American warplanes and serve to burn missiles, UAVs, even other combat aircraft clean out of the sky. But before it enters operational service, the system must first pass a grueling set of field tests against mortars, rockets, UAVs, missiles, and both ground and air vehicles at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico.
And a panel of 14-year-old boys have to think it's really cool.
Do I count? Because I think
you could think it's
awesome.
Cool. I know. The Force be with you.
It's so Star Wars. Yeah. It really is Star Wars. Yeah. And a tiny droid will be on the top.
No doubt.
Controlling where the missiles go. I'm very excited. I don't know why I'm excited. I don't know how this affects me.
That's why there's war.
It's just cool.
You are why there's war,
it's
Tyler.
It's just cool. In world news, South Korea, host of the 2018 Winter Games, has been accused of bulldozing a 500-year-old virgin forest to make room for an Olympic ski slope. The site is on the sacred Mount Gariwang, a mountain
new,
with...
Steve Carell movie, the 500-year-old virgin forest.
New Jason Fetty film, Mount Gariwang. a mountain with connections to the Joseon ruling dynasty, the country's last royal dynasty, which lasted more than 500 years till 1897. The forest is also home to four dangerously threatened animal species like the Eurasian otter, the leopard cat, the marten, and the flying squirrel. Anyway, the Pyeongchang Olympic Federation Committee says that damage done to the forest was limited by avoiding major vegetation habitats and promised to replace more than 1,200 trees after the Olympic Games are finished to restore the forest.
Stop. That's literally your daily scrambled news from Tyler Russell. That, what is that? That's like an elongated sorbet of the day. I have no idea what that story was about. Somebody could call in, please, and tell me.
It's about Mount Gari Wang.
What?
Mount Gari Wang's forest is going to get torn down. And Pyeongchang.
What?
It says it's going to. They're going to replace it after.
They're going to tear down the forest and build a P.F. Chang's. I'm not surprised. Not the first time.
An Olympic ski slope. All right, entertainment news. This is a lot more simple. The Emmys were last night. They were mostly business as usual. But Tracy Morgan showed up. He made a surprise appearance to announce last night's award, Best Drama Series, which went to Game of Thrones, by the way. Yeah. He was pretty emotional, as it was his first public appearance since the car accident that put him in a coma for 8 days and gave him brain damage. He said, quote, "Only recently I've started to feel like myself again, which means a whole lot of y'all women are going to get pregnant at the after party." So he was back to cracking jokes.
Right. He's slightly damaged in the brain, yeah. Clearly.
Veep won Best Comedy. It dethroned Modern Family for the first time since 2009. Jon Hamm won Best Actor in a Drama for Mad Men. Viola Davis became the first African-American woman to win Best Actress in a Drama for How to Get Away with Murder, and she used her speech to call for equality for black women in Hollywood. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus won Best Actress in a Comedy for Veep, and Jeffrey Tambor won the male equivalent for Transparent.
Isn't that a little bit, it's a bit weird, isn't it, when you win a, like, it's like President Obama getting up and saying, I want equality for... It's a bit odd, isn't it? Don't you think that's a bit strange? Do you get what I'm saying?
It's just what happens. They have a platform to talk to as many people as possible, and I'm not saying it's bad or good or whatever, but Meryl Streep did it for women in movies, women getting paid more at the Oscars. Every chance they have.
I suppose it's not a bad thing. I mean,
no,
they're calling
not.
Out for equality for people, whatever.
Yeah, but it gives them a... I mean, you know, when else are they going to be able to talk to everybody in the industry in one room?
Right.
Aside from the award show,
are they saying? And I'm just playing devil's advocate. But if a black person wins an award, they're clearly more than equal. I mean, they won the award. They weren't sure. It's different if you stand up and say, "No black person's ever won this award. There is no equality." But if you won the award,
yeah, but then, she was the first black woman to ever win the award.
Well, then things changed.
So you're saying in that moment everything became cool?
Well, not necessarily, but certainly you can't complain.
I think her point was, it shouldn't have taken you so long, Hollywood.
Well, that's
if I were Viola Davis, that would be my argument.
Sour grapes.
I don't think your devil's advocacy works in this particular case.
Okay.
Let's finish the headline real quick.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. You can now get a spoon that's also a...
You can now get a spoon that's also a hat.
No. A selfie stick.
Oh.
This is awful. The makers of Cinnamon Toast Crunch are selling a spoon that's also a selfie stick so you can take photos of yourself eating cereal and post them online. They're calling it the selfie
cereal spoon. Okay.
It's just a normal selfie stick. But it's got a spoon at the end of it.
I've got a selfie spoon. It's a spoon which I can feed myself with.
You can buy one at selfiespoon.com.
No.
Actually, they're giving them away at selfiespoon.com.
Yeah.
You just have to pay for shipping.
They've got millions of them in a big warehouse. They're desperate to get
them. They're sold out as of right now.
Are they? Oh, my God.
So people really want selfie spoons. Do you want one? Have you ever used a selfie stick?
No, I never have used one. Have you used one? Have you got one?
I have.
Yeah.
I used it skiing.
That's clever.
Which was pretty cool. It was really cool. I put it like at the end of my ski pole and I had it, you know?
Oh,
But I haven't used it for anything.
It sounds like it was going to be a disaster story.
No, it was fine.
I used it driving.
It was really quite cool. It was really cool.
All right.
When I went to Europe, though, I almost started a blog of people taking pictures with selfie sticks.
It's
ruined everything. Mm-hmm. We were in the Van Gogh Museum looking at Starry Night. And there's like 100 selfie sticks around this ancient art. And I don't think anybody who painted those pictures would ever want that.
No, if you're there and you're going to do the selfie stick thing, why not just go full out like an irritating American, get yourself some plaid pants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your big USA flag t-shirt, big Stars and Stripes flag t-shirt, selfie stick. Go see Starry, Starry Night and sing Starry, Starry Night.
I don't think it was just us.
Paint your thingy blue and gray.
It was East Asia. I mean, a lot of Chinese, a lot of Japanese had selfie sticks. Mm. It's just the new thing, new way to take
it's
photos.
It's all right. It'll go away.
I don't know. Will it? Just about the time that Americans get lasers on their airplanes, selfie sticks will go. All right. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Hello, mate.
Cool. What are we doing today?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to play Name That Kazoon.
Ah.
And we're going to give away tickets to either Crossed Festival in San Diego or the new Outpost Fest in Santa Ana with Cold War Kids.
Hey, do you think that's a kazoo right there in that record?
Green Eggs and Jams on Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, our new
what does that
show.
Mean?
I don't know. I don't know what anything means that we have. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, go on.
Pump your pants on your Daily pump. Scramble Live.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know. But we wrote them together, and we got them voiced.
I never okayed pulp your pants. I don't know what that means, unless it's for old people.
Speaking of old people.
Go on.
I've got a really interesting thing I discovered this weekend. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, excuse me.
It's okay.
Did you know that there's something called the mosquito alarm that's used mostly in like Wales and other countries near your homeland?
Oh, Wales, not Wales.
Oh, excuse me. Wales.
Not whales.
Whales.
Okay.
Used near the country of Wales.
Yeah.
That is to deter loitering by young people because it emits a sound so annoying only to young people and old people can't hear it. And it's called the mosquito alarm.
I've never heard of that, but it would work because you lose the top end of your hearing as you get older.
Right. So you undergo what's called... I don't know how to say this at all. Presbycesis.
What?
Presbycesis.
Okay.
Presbycesis.
That's good enough.
That's the act of losing the top end of your hearing, like you say,
okay,
as you get older. So I was hoping we could test this.
Right.
Because I have the sound. I have the mosquito alarm sound.
Oh, this is interesting. I'd love to know if my hearing's going.
And I'd love to know if I can hear this, because typically you're only supposed to hear it under the age of 25. Mm. So again, they use this to deter young people from being in spots.
Oh, it's great.
What Isn't that great fascinating? A lot of controversy, obviously, behind this, because it is horribly frustrating, I'm sure, to a young person's hearing.
Okay.
So as you're driving to work with your kid this morning, I want to play this sound and see if you can hear it, and your kid, you can't, and your kid can, right? So here you go. Here's the mosquito. I'm going to turn our headphones down a little, just in case.
In case it blows case our eyes
is,
out, yeah.
This is awful. Okay, so yeah, here's the mosquito sound.
Oh.
Could you hear it?
I could hear it, yeah.
You could?
I could totally hear
it. I could, too.
Yeah.
You really could?
I really could. You know, my first record that I made when I was a musician... when I was a full-time musician, was mixed by a guy called Tony Arnold, and he was 70 years old. He was a fascinating guy, and he'd been around a long time, and he was one of those sort of Les Paul kind of guys who fixed everything. If you poured coffee in his mixing board, he was delighted because he got to fix it. He was like, all right, goodbye, lads. You guys go to the restaurant, go get yourself some breakfast. I'll be fixing this thing, you know. And he was a great old guy, but he couldn't hear all that top end. So as a result, my records, like... Yeah,
It's apparently a frequency of 17.4 kilohertz.
That's pretty high.
And a rate of 120 kilobits. It's only supposed to be audible for me, not for you.
Yeah,
you wanna hear it again?
17K is not that high. 20, 25 would be higher.
You can still hear it?
Yeah, totally hear it. It is really annoying. You wouldn't want to stand around with that going on.
No, so they invented this alarm that actually deters kids from being outside grocery stores or wherever they don't want children.
But yeah, but that would stop me buying my bananas.
It worked, but then it had this big controversy.
Maybe it just works on the Welsh. They're strange little people with hairy feet.
What's wrong with the Welsh?
They've got hairy feet. They're little hobbit type people, aren't they?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I've been to Cardiff.
Apologies to our city arts manager, Sean Poschel, who's very Welsh indeed.
So, I don't know. Could you hear that? Could your kids hear it? Could you hear it? I want to know what they think.
Yeah, call in and we'll play it to you down the phone.
Just call in. We'll make it your ringtone. Oh, so that's actually the other thing. Kids were making it their ringtones because it's like a secret thing, this stealth ringtone that only they could hear.
And the teacher couldn't hear it, but they could hear it.
And thus ruined their eardrums for eternity, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not actually that high. I don't know. Why? I don't know. Just works on the Welsh.
I'm going to try to find a frequency that you can't hear.
Okay.
715-5936 if you want to tell us how the mosquito alarm sounded to you. Jason Fetty's here.
Good story, that. I've got a good story as well in a minute, so keep it here. KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM.
Daily Scramble Live.
That's the Southern California ska sound of Slightly Stupid. The new song's called The Prophet. We're KX93.5. Jason Fetty's here. I'm here, and it's Daily Scramble Live.
It is Daily Scramble Live. It's Monday morning. We're all trying to get going here a little bit. We know there's a week ahead. It's no good just going back to bed and curling up. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work.
Is this your way of getting people out?
Well, you know, my feeling is, about my own personal life anyway, is that if laying on the couch, eating Cheetos, reading a book, which all sounds fantastic to me, you know, if that made me happy, that's what I'd vote for. It's not a work ethic thing. But it just makes me miserable. So,
what did you do this weekend? You didn't do any of that?
Oh, my God. What did I do this weekend? It just never stopped. And that may or not, it might not be a good thing in the end. I'll probably die of a heart attack. But that's fine. I don't care.
Just gig after thing after thing.
Yeah. And I just don't want to die of boredom. I'll die of anything else.
You sure will.
Right?
I think I'm going to give up my garden plot. Oh, Laguna. I'm sad,
really?
I'm sad to say.
Really?
Yeah. Because this weekend I was like, I should go gardening. And then I was like, nah. Yeah. So that made me realize that maybe it's not for me.
Is there a way that we could do this by, would you do it if we did it as a cooperative?
If the whole staff contributed to my garden plot, absolutely.
Why don't we do that? Let's think about it, Tyron, to have a chat.
So you don't want me to act rashly on this
No,
subject?
I don't. No, I don't want you to act radishly on this.
Well done.
Yeah, I think we should get together and maybe 4 or 5 of us took responsibility for this thing. We'd grow vegetables, man. It sounds like a great thing to do.
I'm a huge fan and supporter of the South Laguna Community Garden. I love them. I love what they do. I just don't have a green thumb. Mine is black as night.
Oh, mate. You know, one of the things we did this weekend was transfer a big plant from a pot that's too small for it into a vast pot the size of a swimming pool.
I'm already bored. This sounds so awful.
Well, you know, Ava and I did it together, so it's kind of a nice thing to do because, honestly, we don't get to do very much together. We're so busy. But that to do that made me think, wow. I mean, we kill plants. We just kill them one after another, boom, boom, boom. But I'd love to grow my own veggies. It feels like, you know, it feels like you're exercising your Third Amendment rights.
Well, I'll tell you what. The stuff that I did grow, and it was very hard to grow things this summer because it was one of the hottest ever. Yeah. But before that, over the fall and the winter, I grew some beets, and I made this beet salad with steak and arugula. It was unbelievable. And I made some kale chips out of the kale I've grown, and those are pretty good. As much as I talk bad about kale, I liked them. So there is some reward, obviously, to be had.
Yeah, I'm thinking about potatoes and zucchini.
Potatoes take forever.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody grow potatoes in our garden.
It's not a good place for potatoes around here. You want a cold atmosphere in a cold place, really.
Yeah, but you can try it. And then most people's tomatoes plants, you know, got messed up this summer because of the heat. Anyway, I love everyone in the garden. I just need some help.
Let's talk about this. Maybe get some listeners to help, too. We'll do a little cooperative. We'll have our own little organic cooperative.
Okay.
I like the idea of it.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Did you watch any football this weekend?
I watched a little bit of football. I didn't watch as much as you would have liked me to have watched because, honestly, it's clearly not for me. I mean, I'm over 40 and I'm not a virgin. This is not my kind of thing, man.
I wanted Jason to watch American football because A, he doesn't have cable, so he almost never sees it, and B, I figured his take on it, because you never watch it, would be humorous to
there's
us.
There's an app for it on the. I have a smart TV and there's an NFL app.
Great, so that's how you saw it.
So I watched a little bit of it, and then I turned to Ava and I said, "We don't have to watch this, love. We can watch something else."
Which game did you watch? Do you know?
Oh no. No, I wish I'd written it down.
Was it Sunday night?
It was a week one game.
Oh, you watched last week's?
Yeah. You got to pay for this week.
You're the only person in America to do that. Last week's football this week.
It was free. That's
okay.
Why.
All right.
You got to pay for it.
All right.
But I'm really... Do you remember that George Carlin bit about baseball and football?
I don't think so.
You don't remember it where the football wear a helmet, baseball wear a hat, football's played on a grid, and baseball's played in an ever-expanding diamond that stretches on to infinity, and football's very rigidly timed, and baseball is baseball could go on forever, you know, just innings after innings. Baseball's my cup of tea. If you want me to choose an American sport, that's my thing. So football, yeah, they're all wearing helmets, and they're big old fellas, and they're really clearly not very bright, these guys. There's some really good NFL quotes online.
Okay.
And I'll for example, and this is a little, well, here's a good one. That big geezer, the refrigerator, remember that guy?
No.
You don't remember him?
I don't know the refrigerator.
Perry, somebody Perry.
The refrigerator Perry?
William Perry. William the refrigerator Perry.
Who do you play for?
I don't know, but he was a huge guy. They called the refrigerator.
And you know him? Massive. You remember him?
I remember talk of him. I don't know. He had a quote that says, he goes, "I've been big ever since I was little." So there's sort of dummy sort of things. Here's Steve Henderson. "I'd catch a punt naked in the snow in Buffalo for a chance to play in the NFL. It's all very macho, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
This is what you don't like about the football.
It's too macho for my taste. And you know what? President Gerald Ford apparently was a... You see, this is where I take it. This is where I immediately take it. I immediately go into history, presidents. I want to, and that's not what football's about, right? It's about just banging each other's heads.
So you're saying you're too smart for football?
No, maybe I'm just a little too pretentious. I don't know. It could be that. You know what I mean? President Gerald Ford, president in the early 70s, and this guy was the president. He says, "I had pro offers from the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, who were pretty hard up for linemen in those days. If I'd gone into professional football, the name Gerald Ford might be a household name today."
Well, that had to have been a joke, right?
No, that, I don't know. Well, that's what he said.
It had to have been a joke.
Dumb football quotes. All right, I'll do one more and then...
Are you on dumbfootballquotes.com?
Yeah, I am, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Randy Cross, you know who he was?
No.
He's a commentator on CBS.
Okay.
And he says something which really sums the whole thing up for me. He says, "The NFL, like life, is full of idiots." It could be a sorbet of the day, couldn't it?
Speaking of which, we'll have one of those coming up.
All right.
Thank you for watching football for me. No. I appreciate you torturing yourself. I enjoyed football this weekend, and I'm sorry to any Seahawks fans because it was a tough game last night.
Oh, I've got a good friend who's a big fan of the old Seahawks. What a shame.
They lost.
Oh, well.
Here's Bear Hands, Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Let's finish the headline.
Go on, then.
A drunk 18-year-old in Iowa asked blank for a ride home.
Okay, finish the headline.
A cop?
Yeah.
Gotta be, right?
Two cops. He walked up to a cop car while it was stopped in traffic, asked them if they'd give him a ride like they were a cab, and he was lucky because they didn't arrest him. They just told him to get back on the sidewalk. A lot of stories about sidewalks. Mm. Instead of doing that, he opened the back door and got in.
Got in, he's like... "Good afternoon, Constantine. You've got to take me home. I'm very drunk."
Anyway, he got arrested. His blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit for someone over 21.
Drinking is official, actually. Studies show that drinking makes people do silly things.
Is that an NFL quote?
I don't know. It's good, though.
Final one.
Yeah, go on.
Most blanks are left-handed.
Okay, finish the headline.
One-handed people who've only got the left hand.
God.
I don't know.
Muppets.
Muppets are
left-handed. Most of the Muppets are left-handed.
And they're back soon on your TV screen.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On ABC.
Yeah.
You want to know why they're left-handed?
Because the people that work them are right-handed.
Yeah.
Of course.
Very smart. Yes, the puppeteers are right-handed. Their right hand controls the head, and their left hand holds the stick attached to the puppet's arms. So that's the left arm because it's easier.
Yeah, amazing. Terrible handwriting. Muppets, famously, really bad handwriting.
I know you're excited for that new take on the Muppets tomorrow night on ABC. It's kind of like a variety show, right?
Well, the original show was a variety show. This is actually more of a... they make fun of, can I use a big word, German word? They make fun of the zeitgeist.
I knew you were going to say that.
In television. And they spirit of the age in television. So they made fun of variety shows in the 70s, and now they're making more fun of kind of reality, The Office, you know, shows that break down the what turns out to be the fourth wall. I said the third wall last week and got emails.
It's we really did.
It's the fourth wall. It broke down the... So it basically shows you a bit behind the scenes. More like that sort of Gary Shandling show from the 90s. Don't know if you remember that. That was about a Tonight Show or an interview show. But you saw... In fact, Jeffrey Tambor was in that show too.
Huh. Yeah. Well, we'll see tomorrow how they modernized the Muppets.
Will she?
On ABC.
Yes.
Coming up, we're going to play Name That Kazoon. It's your chance to win tickets to either Crossed Festival or the Outpost Festival, both upcoming Southern California music fests. And please don't forget, we have our own music fest this weekend. Yeah. Would you like to tell them about it, Jason Fetty?
Yeah, this Saturday at the House of Blues Anaheim. Do we start at 7 o'clock or 7:30?
Doors open at 7.
Doors open at 7. Five really cool California bands that we've been playing a lot, including The Colorist, Freedom Fry, Help Me Out, Tyler, Please.
Open Air Stereo.
Open Air Stereo.
Family Band.
Exactly.
And The Diamond Light.
Oh, I love The Diamond Light. So, yeah, so all of that is going to be happening. We do have tickets for still available to be bussed up there. You can get on a bus with us, a VIP bus. We'll feed you booze and food. We'll put you in a great seat at the gig. You can get absolutely drunk, throw up all down yourself, and we'll bring you home safe and sound at the end of the night.
If you buy the VIP ticket.
Yeah.
That's the bus package.
But even those tickets are not pricey. It's not expensive, the whole thing.
And a whole, if you're a member of the station, you get an even a bigger discount online. You have a code in your email. Please support our radio station by going to KX Fest this Saturday at House of Blues.
You can hang out with us and you can bend our ears about how much you hate Daily Scramble Live, or what you think we should change, or you should do this, or you should do that. We really love those
kinds of conversations. We do love that, so please just do that.
Yeah.
Find us. Do that. Here's Boy and Bear. It's new from them. Walk the Wire. Daily Scramble Live, Monday morning.
Here's your Morning Surf Report with Eco-Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
KX93.5 brings you the surf and weather, thanks to the Eco-Warrior. Cleaning up eco trash everywhere. Hey, James Pribram.
Hello, Tyler Russell.
Jason Fetty's here too, but I don't know why he's not saying anything.
I'm chewing a protein bar.
Oh, he's eating.
Morning.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
How are you, mate? How was your beach cleanup this weekend?
It was pretty awesome.
Had a good time.
Oh, yeah. It picked up a lot of trash, had a lot of people come out, and yeah, it's a good community event. It's great.
I saw a picture of just mounds of trash that you guys picked up. That was crazy.
Oh, there's so much trash down there. It's unbelievable. But, you know, luckily we had great people come out and get their hands dirty and, you know, be a part of the solution.
Is this a regular thing that you're going to do, James? Can people sort of put it in the calendar for next time? Is that when's the next one?
The next one will probably be in 2 months. It's the single largest beach cleanup of the year. It's all of California. So there is almost 70,000 people that came out statewide.
Wow. What's the website, James, for people to go to?
Eco-warrior.org.
All right,
all
cool.
All your information, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get you guys back out.
Oh, I was there. You just didn't see me. I cleaned up trash so fast.
Somebody picked me up and put me in a trash bag.
We were both there in different ways.
They took me to the dump and I had to walk home.
Excuses.
What's going on in the surf and weather, bud?
It's going to be another beautiful day. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of surf out there. It's pretty flat. But high tide is, well, I should say low tide is this morning at 8:58 a.m., a 2.92, high tide this afternoon at 3:30 p.m., a 4.49. But like I said, Waves are very small. It is quite breezy today. We're going to see wind about 10 to 50 miles per hour out of the southwest. Light chance of showers, not going to happen, I tell you that. Looking at a high of 85 today. And good news is our water temp is unbelievable. Steady, 75. I would almost go 76 on that one. And that is your surfing weather today, boys.
So you're saying I can safely wash my car today? Because it's been months.
Yeah. Sounds like you can wash your car in the ocean.
Hey.
I know. I was a little confused too, the Brit.
It sounds beautiful. My wife's got a convertible that leaks. So she puts it in the garage. So she can take it out of the garage now, right?
Yes, she can.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to tell her you said so.
Yep. EcoWarrior seal of approval, buddy. It ain't going to rain today.
Cool.
Thanks, dude. The Surf Report brought to you by XS Energy and Skydive Elsinore and James Pribram. We'll talk to you later this week.
Sounds good, pal. Take care.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
All right, on Daily Scramble Live here on KX93.5, if you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing over pointless crap, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a sponge for your splenium. Okay, these often come in the form of a top tip or a hint, and this is a good one, especially for Laguna Beach. Okay, let's just take a moment. Namaste, as they say, I believe. So loud. Reduce stress and preparation time while making a kale and quinoa salad by simply buying a bag of chips and getting over yourself.
I love that one.
I thought you'd like that.
I love that one.
And that's that from a man who's actually grown kale.
I know. Once more.
All right.
Wait.
Reduce stress and preparation time while making kale and quinoa salad by simply buying a bag of chips and getting over yourself. Get over yourself. That's a good one. It's sorbet of the day. Could be just that. Get over yourself.
That'll be tomorrow's. Hey, we need a game player right now. We need you to call in and play a game with us to win tickets. Are we ready for that?
I would love you to do that. Please do that. You're going to give the number out, Tyler, or are we just going to let people guess?
The number is 949-715-5936. All you have to do is be fun. That's all we want from you.
That's all we want.
Just be fun.
You don't have to be a genius. You just have to be fun.
You could win tickets to either the Crossed Festival in San Diego or the Outpost Festival in Santa Ana, which was just announced on Friday. That has the Cold War Kids and Delta Spirit, the first time ever playing kind of a local Orange County fest. It's brand new. So again, call us at 949-715-5936. Play a game with us, will you? On Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble Live.
That is a band out of New York called Power Bottom. They call their genre cheekbones. And yeah.
I love it.
We've got a caller on the line now. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, Tyler. How are you today?
Wow, she knows my name.
Oh, hello.
What's
know my name?
Jason.
Oh, of course. I listen, aren't you nice? We like you already.
I listen almost every day.
Oh, do you really? That's kind of you.
Yeah. I love the new show.
What's your name, caller?
I'm Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. So we're going to play a game with you right now that we've never done before.
Okay.
It's called Name That Kazoon. Jason Fetty and I both have kazoos.
All right. Get that?
Okay.
And we're going to play a few songs for you on kazoo that have been rehearsed. Not at all. And
true.
If you can guess maybe just one of them, you will win either tickets to Cross Festival in San Diego or the Outpost Festival in Santa Ana, both upcoming music fests.
Awesome. Let's do it.
She's ready.
She is ready. That's so kind of cool of you to call in and do this, not knowing what the heck we're going to do. You know,
well,
even
you
less
fun,
about...
So.
Yeah, no, it will be fun.
All right. So we're going to do... We know which one we're doing first, right? So do I start?
You start with the... No, I start with the bass line for
all right,
this one.
Okay.
Okay, and the bass line goes like this.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Are you getting this, Mandy? Come on now.
I'm not.
Just call it out.
I'm really not.
You know it.
We knew that one would be a little harder, though.
Yeah, because it's not. It's quite a new song. It's quite a
and,
relatively new
song. And there's
song.
No way I did it correctly.
No, I think you did. I think you did.
Did I?
Good. It's right. Just that.
Right.
No, not getting it.
Not feeling that one?
No, not feeling it.
All right, they're going to get progressively easier.
Yeah. We'll keep that. Let's not give it away what that is. We'll keep it for the next one.
Good, excellent. So now I do the bass line, right? So what? How's the bass line go? Just
goes like this.
It's the same. The same bass line.
Same bass line.
All right, so I'll do the bass line for this one.
Mandy's singing along.
You got it.
Nice.
All right, so that's one. So
yeah, what is it? You never said the name of the song.
It's Life Goes On.
There you go.
By the Beatles.
Yeah.
By the Beatles.
Good. Yes. Excellent. That was
she got one.
You got one, yeah. Same bass line. Funny, that, isn't it?
For a bonus point, let's see if you can get our last tune. I will again play the bass line, which, Jason, how does the bass line go?
It goes like this.
Good. Okay. All
ready?
Right, so go.
Nice job.
You guys are great at kazoo.
Hey, yeah, no, we're thinking of taking it up professionally.
I think you get some great gigs in town.
Mandy, would you like to go to Cross Festival in San Diego or Outpost Festival in Santa Ana? Cross has the Flaming Lips, TV on the Radio, and more. And Outpost has the Cold War Kids and Delta Spirit and more.
Ooh, I'd love to go to Cross.
Cool. Cross San Diego, October 10th and 11th. Mandy, you stay on the line, and very well done. Thanks for playing along with us.
Thank you, nice one, Mandy.
I'm going to throw in a full English breakfast mug as well. How about that?
How kind.
Wow. Yeah. That's very nice. Thank you, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Daily.